Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
And now we take a moment to remind ourselves why we do what we do. Today we're joined in studio by a young woman whose story is one of courage, quiet strength, and also unwavering purpose. Pearl Mokgane is in her final year of studying broadcast journalism at Boston Media House. Every step of her journey so far has been powered by determination, resilience, and also honoring her late father's legacy. When life handed her loss, 24-year-old Pearl made a decision most adults would struggle to make. She used her entire inheritance to fund her education, quietly chasing her dreams without burdening the people that she loves in her family. And despite every hurdle, and there have been quite a few from what I've been told, Pearl stayed the course. She's been keeping up her marks. She's been showing up for every single class. And recently, she earned a top 5 award in media. So today, we're thrilled to have her here at Hot House. Pearl, lovely to see you in a radio studio. You've always wanted to work in broadcasting. Can you tell us why?
I grew up in the ghetto. I come from the ghetto. So looking at how things are done, I love reading newspapers. So I grew up reading Daily Sun, and I saw the impact that it made. And I knew that one day I want to be the voice of the people who are voiceless. So ultimately, that's all that it is, to serve people and just to get the stories out there, make an impact.
So storytelling is something that's quite natural to you, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And tell me what it is you love about telling stories.
For me, I feel like it's, you know how everyone has their own story to tell? It's just capturing it and then taking it into your own narrative and letting other people know about it. So for me, it's just spreading it. Let the other people know what's going on and the reality of the next person. And that way we are more empathetic towards them, more sympathetic. And it just brings us closer. If I know your story, I'm able to relate to you better. So that's what it's all about, really, bringing people together.
And like you say, everybody has a story to tell, and your story involves loss as well. I mean, you lost your father a few years ago. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We were close family, so we lost our dad to suicide. He was diagnosed with a lung cancer, so I think that got to him because we were all taking care of him. And it happened that during the Easter holidays, during this time of the year, that he committed suicide. And as this main breadwinner, that's when reality struck for us.
Your dad left you some inheritance before he tragically passed.
Yes.
Take us through what you've done with your inheritance.
My sisters send it to their own things, but I'm like, I'm going to school. You know, I'm going to do journalism and make dad proud, you know. And with some of it, obviously, it went towards school, getting sure that I've got a laptop, my study materials were sorted, my mom didn't have that burden. And then also I renovated my mom's kitchen with it. So with some of the money, it went towards renovations for the house. So the money that I initially saved up was for 2 years. Because I was hoping that at Boston, they said that I have a bursary. I was hoping that more flavor would do it again, but it didn't come through. So.
And how have you found the process at Boston? How have you found the study so far?
Breathtaking, right? Because I'm learning so much about the industry that I didn't know that there's so many facets to the journalism industry, because I thought that I'm just going to write for print media and that was it. But now I was introduced to television production, radio production. I'm learning a lot, but also we are faced with the gruesome reality that citizen journalism is taking over. The media space is very competitive. So those things leave you kind of worried about your future and what it looks like, because you have to be the best in order to make it in the media industry.
So Pearl, what you don't know is that silently listening on the phone line is somebody called Ryan van Rensburg. Does that name ring a bell to
yes,
you at all?
Yes, that's my radio production lecturer.
And so Ryan has been your lecturer for the last 2 years. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us at Hot 102.7. How's it going?
Good in you.
Good, thank you. So tell us a little bit about Pearl.
Oh, Pearl, you make my heart so warm. Pearl is a phenomenal student who has not missed a single class, who's the first student to arrive, the last student to leave, asks all the right questions, goes over and above what's required in terms of assignments, any of the classwork, homework. You know, it just has that willingness and that eagerness to learn.
And I mean, you see students come and go over the years. What is it about Pearl that sets her apart? And where do you see her landing up one day when she completes her studies?
Yeah, most definitely working in radio. And there's a little like flame burning inside of her that I think definitely will land her a job at a radio station. Most definitely.
I know. And I think anybody working in radio knows that you can teach skills. You can teach broadcasting. You can teach presenting. You can teach storytelling, but you can't teach passion. And it sounds
Absolutely.
To me, Ryan, like Pearl's an ideal candidate for passion. Is that right?
Absolutely, 100%.
So, Pearl, we understand that you've used the last of your father's inheritance to pay for your registration fees to make sure that you have your spot in your final year at Boston this year. What shortfall are you looking at this year?
We are looking at IP 10,000, so it's like 53,700 rands.
So 53,700 rands. Well, one thing that you will discover when you start your radio broadcasting career is that radio is a powerful medium built around community. And here at Hot 102.7 in particular, we have the most generous listeners in the world. And they would like to cover that full outstanding amount that you owe. We want to get you to the finish line of your studies. We just want you to focus on the last year of your studies and not have this pressure on you the whole time. Oh, Ryan, Pearl can't believe what she's just heard.
Thank you so much. It's such an incredible thing that you guys have done for her. And Pearl, you deserve it 100% over. So thank you so much for assisting Pearl.
Ryan, you keep doing what you do. We always need new and upcoming talent. So thank you for everything that you do. And keep us up to date on Pearl's progress.
Thank you so much.
And Pearl, I'm sure this is a bit of a relief for you. How are you feeling?
I don't have a word. I'm ecstatic. I've heard that people cry for joy. I didn't think I was one of them. So I'm just grateful to God and just grateful to this station.
And I've got a feeling that this is not the last we're going to see of you to Hot 102.7, because once you walk a journey with Hot Cares and Hot 102.7, you're in the family now. So we look forward to seeing what you produce in the future and how we can help you as well.
Thank you so much.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.